But first of all, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our regular voice from our Voice of America, Bruce Shapiro. Bruce, welcome.
Glad to be here on a day of consequence.
Well, yes, well, let's start about, would you like to sort of decode the events of the last few hours?
Sure. This was a remarkable and historic day with the charging of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and campaign director Paul Manafort and his deputy, as well as and equally, maybe even more consequentially, the revelation of a cooperating witness, a plea deal from a former Trump campaign foreign affairs advisor named George Papadopoulos. And we should talk about both of these. You know, Trump has charged Manafort, special prosecutor Mueller has charged Manafort and Gates with a wide array of federal corruption charges, conspiracy against the United States, money laundering, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And while none of this is a surprise, this has been rumored for months, and Manafort's long career of lobbying for dictators puts him really in the sights for this. Essentially, the special prosecutor has found the most vulnerable member of Trump's inner circle and charged him in a very serious way. Yesterday the president tweeted, well, this is all stuff that had nothing to do with me. It was all before he joined the campaign. Nonsense. The activities, the money laundering, the swapping of properties, extends well up through the period in which Manafort worked for the Trump campaign. And then when you add to it this other thread, George Papadopoulos, who was arrested by the FBI at Dulles Airport in July, charged with having lied to the feds in some previous interviews, and is now, we know, proactively cooperating. That is to say, for months he's been actively working with investigators.
Perhaps wearing a wire, people suggest.
Could be. Could mean a lot of things. But the substance of his plea deal, what he stipulates is true, and which emails back up, is that he was approached way back in the spring of 2016 with information from Russian contacts that there were Russia had emails of Hillary Clinton, that they had dirt on Clinton and they were going to offer it to the campaign. He has emails going up the chain to some of the highest officials within the Trump organization, including then campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, including a guy named Sam Clovis, who's a campaign chair. This is, really quite damning. And
Bruce, forgive me for interrupting. While it's given that this is the beginning of the end for Trump, some quite skilled observers like David Axelrod say that it doesn't hurt Trump at all, that Trump might be quite willing to see even more people charged by Mueller.
I think that's going to be true only so long as the charges stay away from the White House. That might have been true of the Manafort indictment, because the Manafort indictment is primarily about Manafort's own activity as a political consultant and full-time launderer of assets. But now I think the Papadopoulos cooperation, the Papadopoulos plea deal, places the Trump campaign organization, his own staff, his own deciders, and indeed the president himself, who's present at one meeting that's documented in these emails in which the availability of Russian information is discussed. This puts the president and puts the White House leadership in a lot of jeopardy. Now, we are at the beginning of the campaign. This is the first shoe to drop, not the last. Gates and Manafort have not yet been leveraged to testify, and there's a lot being held over their heads.
So in other words, they might also try to cut a deal and dob the people above them, and then it does get dangerous, deadly dangerous for the Donald.
It does, and we also don't know what else we have. I mean, look, there were months ago I said that there were three crucial threads to this campaign. Money laundering and corruption and violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which is Trump, which is Manafort and Flynn and that whole set of issues. There is the Russian email hack, the attempt by Russia to influence the campaign. And those two are covered by yesterday's indictments. There's a third, though, that is absent in yesterday's indictments and that now goes to Trump individually, and that if I were in the White House, I'd be very nervous about, and that's obstruction of justice. That's the firing of James Comey and the motivations for it. We heard nothing about that in yesterday's revelations, and you can be sure that Special Prosecutor Mueller is not dropping that issue or ignoring it. It's the third thread that has yet to be, the third card that he has yet to play. And once you've got all three of those cards played, there's a powerful, powerful case, the like we have never seen, actually, about a campaign operation corrupt from beginning to end. This goes
Is Trump trying to orchestrate a view that Mueller is dangerous?
Well, he and his surrogates certainly have been playing a tune for the last few days, and that tune has been, this is all, what about Crooked Hillary? What about Crooked Hillary? They've been trying to essentially claim that that the Democratic desire to retain the private investigator who released the Steele dossier, that somehow is the real scandal. Yesterday's indictments and the Papadopoulos plea deal, I think, close the door on that line of thinking. I mean, it'll work for Trump with his base for a little while, but there is meat on the bones here. This is a very substantive set of indictments. And look, this goes beyond, in a curious way, beyond Trump himself. Manafort is part of a global system of impunity for money laundering, a global system of impunity for authoritarian oligarchs who avoid scrutiny of their transactions, who avoid taxes, who avoid legal responsibility for breaking the law in country after country after country. A couple of great political scientists in a book earlier this year called Dictators Without Borders. The laws usually aren't applied to these guys, but the combination of political corruption, Russian influence peddling in the campaign has made, I think, of Mueller's inquiry a weapon aimed right at the heart of this global system of impunity, of which, Trump and Putin and some of the actors around this campaign are all examples and parts.
Bruce, thanks for that. Bruce Shapiro, columnist with The Nation and exec director of the Dart Center for Journalism and Trauma, he said, clearing his throat, at Columbia University.